بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The Creed of Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi. The author is Imam Faqih and Hafiz Abu Ja'far Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Salamah ibn Salamah ibn Abdul Malik ibn Salamah ibn Sulaiman al-Tahawi. May Allah have mercy upon him. He accompanied his maternal uncle Al-Muzani, the most intelligent student of Imam al-Shafi'i, and learned from him. Imam al-Tahawi then left the Shafi'i madhab and became a Hanafi. He learned from Imam Ahmad ibn Abi Imran and the Hanafi judge Abu Khazim Abdul Hamid ibn Ja'far, who died the year 292, and he heard the hadith from him. Imam Abu Ja'far was a great scholar. Hafiz ibn Abd al-Barr said, al-Tahawi was among the most knowledgeable people of the madhab of Abu Hanifa, in addition to his knowledge of other madhabs. Amongst many other scholars who praised Imam al-Tahawi, ibn Yunus, who said, al-Tahawi was trustworthy, reliable, and very pious faqih. None of those who came after him was equal to him. And al-Tahawi authored a large number of books in different subjects of the religion. So for that reason, and for the popularity of the creed of al-Tahawiyya, we will talk about it inshallah in series of lessons. And we hope that Allah Ta'ala enable us to do this with sincere intentions. The creed of Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi, rahimahullah. The scholar and competent authority of Islam, Abu Ja'far al-Warraq al-Tahawi from Egypt, may Allah grant him mercy, said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with the name of Allah, the merciful to the believers and non-believers in this world, and the merciful to the believers only in the next world. This means, dear brothers and sisters, that the author started his book with the name of Allah, as is the habit of Muslim scholars, seeking the blessing from Allah. Then he said, this is an elucidation of the creed of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which is in accordance with the doctrine of the scholars of Islam, Abu Hanifa al-Nu'man, Ibn Thabit al-Kufi, Abu Yusuf Ya'qub Ibn Ibrahim al-Ansari, and Abu Abdullah Muhammad Ibn al-Hasan al-Shaybani. May Allah reward them all for their deeds. It refers to what they believe of the fundamental articles of the religion and of what they submit to the Lord of the world. This means the author states firmly that his book summarizes the beliefs carried by all of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as presented by the three aforementioned Imams. Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah are the Muslim laymen and scholars who follow the creed of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said, guided by Allah, we believe and say about the Tawheed of Allah, certainly Allah is one without a partner to Him. The explanation of the first point that Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi mentioned is that the Tawheed of Allah refers to believing that Allah is the only God. Imam al-Junayd defined the Tawheed as knowing the difference between the creation and the Creator. Allah is God, who has no partner in His self, attributes, and actions. Believing in the oneness of Allah must be in the heart, along with its oral declaration. Whoever utters the two testifications of faith without believing in their meanings in his heart is not a Muslim. Then he said, nothing is like him, nothing is beyond his power, no one deserves to be worshipped other than him. This means no one or thing resembles Allah in any way, partially or totally, although certain terms are used in reference to Allah and in reference to the creation, Certainly, the meaning of the word when it refers to Allah is not the same as its meaning when it refers to the creation. The existence, life, knowledge, will, power, hearing, sight, and kalam of Allah are different from those of the creation. Everything is under the power of Allah. God is the creator of everything. That is, He is the one who brings things from the state of non-existence into existence. This is the meaning of creating, which is exclusively attributed to God. Hence, no one is God except Allah, and no one deserves to be worshipped other than Him. The author said, He is Qadim, eternal, with no beginning. This means Allah is the eternal. He is the eternal one whose existence is without a beginning. Everything other than Allah has a beginning. Hence, everything other than Allah is a creation. I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast on this creed, and Allah knows best, and stay tuned in our upcoming lessons completing At-Tahawiyyah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lamu ahkam. Allah knows best.